I see fire coming up the top.
Uh-huh. Rob looked at my glasses and said, "You got fire in your glasses. I must have saw your reflection in my glasses."
I see fire coming on the rooftop.
Is it going up in the rooftop?
Yeah.
What about poor Santa Claus?
Huh?
What about Santa Claus?
Mm-hmm.
What about Santa Claus?
He will burn his boots.
He'll burn his boots?
Yeah.
You better not come down, right?
No.
Better watch out, Santa Claus.
Yeah, Santa Claus. Not do it!
Do it again? No, let's let it burn a little bit more.
Not
okay, I'll do it a little bit
more.
I think that's enough now, okay?
No!
No, don't get there.
Why?
Get hurt.
Huh?
You're gonna get hurt.
Why?
You're gonna get hurt, Ross.
Fire?
Yeah?
Fire, we have to. You right?
Yeah, it's a nice fire.
Yeah.
We don't want it to die.
No.
We're gonna help it.
Yeah.
Can we help it some more?
Yeah!
You think it needs more help?
Yeah!
Why does that fire not burn by itself?
Because it's not.
Because it doesn't know how, right?
No. Let's put another new one in there.
Another new one? Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Wait.
Maybe it's doing okay now.
No.
I think it's going to do okay now, though.
I know.
Someone really seems to be doing much better.
I don't.
You don't think I'm don't? Why wouldn't you I'm don't?
I don't.
You don't? Uh-huh. You don't think it's going to do well?
No.
Okay. Well, why not?
Because we had to put in some more oil in there.
Yeah, put more oil in it, I see. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's the end.
That's the end of it, right?
Yeah. Okay. Now go. Now do it.
Ready?
Yeah.
It's coming by itself. We really don't need to. I think it's going really well, man.
Wait.
Say what I'll do.
What?
I'll put one more on. No, I think that's enough. I really think it's okay now. I don't think it needs any more help.
McDonald's is ready.
Oh, the McDonald's. We're going to eat the McDonald's, Ross, okay?
Oh!
We'll just close this up and
did
let
you go pee-pee yet, Ross?
No.
Yeah, he did a whole poo. He did
yeah.
a whole poo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's on the table for Ross.
Not for Dad, yet. Okay, go ahead, Ross.
I'm going to see fire.
No, I'll just rest here while Ross is eating.
Because we want to see what you're dropping.
Yeah, we need to be real careful, though. Come on, sit down.
Okay, Ross, there you are.
Leave it with fire.
Uh-huh. Okay. Go ahead and eat them. Do you want to tell me what you did at McDonald's today?
My grandpa made me go.
You didn't go?
No.
Really?
No.
How did Mommy get all the food?
Because she did. And I got it from Ella.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you could have one.
What happened? Remember we went to McDonald's last week?
Yeah.
What happened then?
And we took a friend.
What?
We took a friend.
Mm-hmm. Didn't understand that. Oh, thank you. That's good.
Purple. Yes. Good. That's a big one, but you're big.
Very good.
And this is a yellow one for me, then yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You want some ketchup on your french fries?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll show you how to do it, okay?
Okay, I will.
You know how to do it?
Yeah.
He was trying to open it with his fingers and then he tried to bite it, but he didn't succeed in either one. Pretty hard to do, isn't it?
Yeah, I can do it.
I think I got it now. Careful, Russell. Wait. Now, do you want me to put it on?
I will.
Be real careful. Don't spill it. Can I have a napkin?
Not coming.
It's good enough there. Now you can eat those now. That's enough.
And put in a got in that.
So Ross said a couple things. We're eating McDonald's. These are all McDonald's, he said. And then he said, we're going to make that yucky. That box is yucky. That was referring to the box that I put into the fireplace.
The McDonald's.
I asked Ross if he wanted a bite of the hamburger, and he said, yeah, that's the good meat. And then he tried to eat his Coke, and he said, let go where the McDonald's is.
That one, McDonald's Coke goes.
That's where the McDonald's Coke goes. Good. But I think he meant, that goes.
This is the McDonald's paper.
Okay, should we put in the fire?
Yeah.
Okay, it's all yucky. It's going to be all yucky when we burn it.
Yeah.
It's all burned up.
Yeah. But
what about
that? Mm-mm.
Want
to
eat some of these?
Mmm, yummy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is yummy.
Sure is.
This is yummy McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're going to keep that there.
Hmm?
We're going to keep that for now.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to keep that for now, I guess. Hmm?
We're going to keep that after we do it. When we fire the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very good. We're going to work with McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Hmm, thanks.
Are you going to drink this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, drink it. That's a good cocoa.
Sure is.
Yeah.
Not cocoa, it's Coke, though.
It's Coke?
Coke. And you want to finish your fries?
Yeah.
Finish them up.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks.
Where's the napkin?
Mm-hmm. Here's a fry for you.
These are good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure are.
Yeah, we're not making a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Mess.
Nope.
We're not making a mess.
Nope. You sure are. You're doing pretty neat boys.
Yeah.
I didn't get anything on the rug, did you?
No.
Mm-mm. And I'm eating it all up.
Yeah, we're eating it all up.
Here, just finish these off and then we can get rid of this.
We're going to get rid of this.
I'm going to finish these off.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to finish them off.
I'm going to finish them off.
I'm going to finish them.
You're going to finish them?
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. Can I finish that one?
Yeah.
You finish those. I'm finishing them all off.
I'm finished.
Ross said we're going to keep those for later. Those, that being the French fries. Anyways, that we're going to keep those for later, and for the firecrackers place. And you meant the fireplace, right?
Yeah.
It's called the firecrackers place.
Yeah.
Which is pretty much this. He knows. What is the real name for Ross?
Firecrackers in summer.
In summer. And what is this place called?
A fire.
Fireplace? Mm-hmm. And is it called the firecrackers place? No. He meant the, I think he meant the firecrackers place.
Ross to give the ketchup to Mommy. He said, okay, I'm going to give it to Mommy and don't eat my hamburger and my McDonald's Coke. Good.
Ask Ross, we've been playing. How's your little pig brother doing? Question mark? He's doing fine. In other words, you're not supposed to call Marky, he's supposed to be your little pig brother.
Little pig brother.
Or little brother pig, whatever it was. How's Marky doing? He's not Marky, he's my little brother pig, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I asked Ross to tell Mommy where my eyeglasses are, and he went in and said, where's Daddy's eyeglasses? And she said, that's a funny way. Daddy has a funny way of saying glasses. Most people say glasses instead of eyeglasses. And Ross came back and said, Mommy said,
I said,
Mommy, wear your eyeballs glasses. And Mommy said, what a silly word.
Yeah. Mommy, where are they?
I said to Ross, Marky's crying now. Ross had just finished crying. Because him crying just like I did. Ross said, I didn't say that. I said, Marky's crying like I did. Ross asked what some of the creatures on Sesame Street were. I said, what are those? And I said, I don't know. He said, I know what they are.
He said, Marky don't talk. Marky's too little. Marky don't talk.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, he'd say da da da. No, he'd say da da.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what does Ross say? No, he said, then Ross said, but I talk.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, what does Ross say? And there was a pause, and then he said, but I talk. And then, but, I say elephant.
It's a hard word. I told Ross that the monster called Marvin likes to go swimming. He says, but I'm the only cookie monster going swimming, and so's the little monster. first use of a participial in a deleted relative clause that I can think of. Ross, if he wanted some apple, Marky had some apple in his hand, and Ross said, no, and I asked him again, you want some apple? And he said, I want some apples, sure, which was perfectly appropriate. In other words, of course, why wouldn't I want it? Sure, meaning, why wouldn't I want it? Of course I'll accede to your request and take it. Ross had to tell Marky to not turn the light off, and he said, I love you, but you're turning the light off. And here he is, he's telling Marky not to do it. He's got his finger, and he's being very stern and telling Marky not to. Tell him that you love him. Say, I love you, but you can't do it.
I love you, but you can't do it.
Tell him why. Tell him why he can't do it.
Why you can't do it? Because it's bad to put the light off.
And why is it bad to put the light off? Because Daddy
is working.
Because Daddy is working. And if you turn the light off, what will happen?
He will put Marky in the garbage can.
Right. Marky turns the light off. I'll put it in the garbage can.
No!
Mark, do you want to go to the garbage can?
I want to go to the garbage can. He said, yeah.
He does? He's cool to take him out there? Okay.
And I also put him in there.
No,
that's
not. You want to put him in the garbage can?
No,
maybe we should. What? I got an idea. Let's play with that.
Yeah!
You know that little, let's get that little car. Where's the little car?
Car?
Where's that little car?
Mark,
no! That I'm under my bed, and he said, see me under my bed, and I said, very nice, and he said, Daddy, you're not seeing me, and which is true, I wasn't seeing him. By the way, that's a case of a progressive, like, arm knowing, and Brown says, an error that children never make, according to Brown. Yeah?
Watch me be a turtle, I said.
You said, watch me be a turtle, right? Wouldn't you say, you're not seeing me?
No, listen.
What did you say?
I said, watch me be a turtle.
Uh-huh. Watch me be a turtle?
Yeah, and that's the end.
That's the end of what you said?
Yeah.
So should I put this down now? Okay, are you going to be a turtle now?
Yeah.
Okay, what do turtles do? A turtle crawls like that. Very nice, turtle. You're doing a good job of being a turtle. I asked Ross if Marky could do that too, and he said, no, just Ross do it. Can you do that, Ross?
Yeah, I can do it.
Who's doing it?
I am.
You are?
Yeah.
Who else can do it?
Huh?
Who else can do it?
Marky.
I bumped me on my bed. It means I bumped myself on my bed. I'm going to read Ross the story of the great train ride. Is Marky messing up stuff?
Now what's... Okay, I'm sorry, let's start over. It's the stuff you put on the train.
Mm-hmm.
And what has it got in? What has it got inside?
I don't know.
Oh, it's got people's clothes and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, now. It's okay. It's not good. Now it says loading the mail. Now what does that mean? Loading the mail. What does that mean, Ross?
Light.
Get your nose in here? Yeah. No. You know what?
Yeah.
Loading the mail. What does that mean?
It means to put it under, to put it in the mail.
Put the mail in the train?
Yeah.
And what have they got in the mail?
I don't know.
What is in there?
Garbage?
No.
I don't know.
Letters?
Letters.
Mm-hmm. People wrote letters and their magazines. No. Kitchen car. What does that mean?
It means to make dinner.
It means they're making dinner?
Yeah.
And who's going to eat it?
The dog.
The dog's gonna eat it?
Yeah.
And who else?
The people.
The people? See, there's a little dog in there.
Dog. Huh?
Okay, this says getting the dining car ready.
Getting the,
dining
car ready.
Now, what does that mean?
It means they get the dining car ready.
And what do they do to do it? They set the table. You know what means to set the table? What do you do when you set the table?
No.
Put on the glasses.
Yeah.
And the fork.
No.
Nine. Who's going to eat that dining car?
I don't know.
Little doggy?
Yeah.
How about you? Are you going to go eat it?
No.
Let's turn the table. No. Oops, not here. That's too far. Oops. Just made it. What does that mean? Just made it. What does that mean?
I don't know.
It means the guy almost missed the train.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Is he going to get inside?
Huh?
What's he going to, where is he going to go?
He's going to go to the movie.
No, he's going to get up in the train.
Yeah, and where's he going to go?
He's going to go to California. Uh-huh. Okay, here it says, goodbye, have fun. Okay.
And they're at California?
No, they're still in Colorado. Okay, now here they are. What are they eating?
I don't know.
No, they're drinking beer. It's called lounge car. Okay. Here it says, the conductor collects tickets. What does that mean?
It means you get tickets.
And you give him money?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here it says, dining car. What does that mean?
It means to eat some food.
You guys eat some food?
Uh-huh.
And here it says, serving dinner.
Serving dinner.
What does that mean?
It means when you eat dinner.
It means when you eat dinner.
Yeah.
Now here it says, sleeping in the seats. What does that mean?
It means when you sleep in the bed.
Mm-hmm. And here it says, bedding down in the sleeping car. What does that mean?
It means when you sleep at
night. Lie down when you go to sleep at night? Uh-huh. And you get pillows and blankets?
Yeah.
Okay. And here it says, so happy to see you. What does that mean?
So, stop.
It means it's the end of the trip and they all made it to California.
Yeah.
That's the end of the trip. Great train ride. Wasn't that a nice story?
Yeah.
Okay, now it's time to go to bed, boys.
No, I will read this to
you. Okay. You read that? All aboard?
All aboard!
Good.
What this would say?
Loading? Loading the baggage.
The baggage.
I was wanting to put away Ross's Superman shirt, and he said, "I'll hang it up." Oh, by the way, today is February 6th. Hey, Ross,
a ring.
A ring, huh?
Here you sign that's all day. Here you sign this little ring.
Tiny little soldiers make a gate, tiny little soldiers. He said that Miss Mary helped me did this. Help, instead of help me learn this, or he said Miss Mary helped me did this. Dance all day. Who dance for the king? Do they dance for the king or do they dance all day? They dance for the king? Tiny little, 10 little soldiers make a gate.
Little
soldiers make a ring. 10 little soldiers dance for the king. Excellent. And Ross does this all with little gestures. He puts his little hand down, makes a gate and a ring, and dances and then he goes away.